flying squirrel.
All right. And what about the kind that never get off the ground at all?
Ground squirrel?
Yeah. And then what kind of fish do they have? Well, not about that.
These things that have hard shells and sometimes are supposed to be pearls in.
Oysters?
Yeah, and these things that make a croaking sound. Yeah, they gig them.
Frogs?
What different kinds are there?
Well, there's nothing but the bullfrog that they gig.
Around here,
I don't know anything about. They've got the toad frog, but he's not a eatable, but they eat that bullfrog, you know, that bullfrog legs.
How about those very small frogs that make that peeping sound? In the...
Tree frogs.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of a thing that you dig out of the ground and use for bait?
Red worms.
And these things with hard shells that live in the water?
Turtles?
Yeah, and the kind of, how about the ones on land?
Tarpons.
Okay, and this kind of a thing that you find it in freshwater stream and sometimes it might turn over a rock in a little creek or a branch and
it swims away from
you backwards.
Crawfish.
Yeah, never
followed anything else.
Crawdad. I've heard them called crawdads all my life, but I always call them crawfish.
Okay. Now, these things that fly around a candle, kind of a little insect.
Huh? Yeah, there's millers. Mm-hmm. Different size. Well,
how do they kind of get into your clothes? Either
moth?
Yeah, what's. Two of them would be two. That's right. Moth. What's that?
Moth.
Yeah. And then the kind of thing that lights up at night.
Huh? Yeah.
What's that?
Lightning bugs.
All right. And a kind of a long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings. That hovers around a damp place and is supposed to eat its own weight in mosquitoes.
Now, I don't know what that is. I'd like to have him out here on the porch.
Sometimes people say there's a sign that a snake is nearby.
Oh.
Huh?
I said, oh.
Did you ever hear either of a snake doctor or a snake feeder?
I've watched them along the creek banks years ago, but I hadn't. Thought of one in 10 years, I don't
believe. Would you name some different kinds of stinging insects?
Well, the wasp and the bumblebee and the honeybee and the hornet.
What about
and the yaller jacket?
Now, a wasp, what about the kind that, there's a kind, there are different kinds, aren't there?
Yeah, there's a black wasp and a yellow wasp. And there's a striped wasp. There's about four different kinds of wasp, I think.
Uh-huh.
There might be more than that, but the four is about all I've ever.
How about that kind that that builds a place out of mud?
That's a dirt dauber.
Uh-huh. How about these small insects that burrow under your skin and raise welts? If you're walking in the woods without boots, these little things might burrow in your skin and cause itching.
Oh. Chiggers.
Yeah. And these things that hop out of the grass when you...
Fleas?
They're big, much bigger than that. Grat.
Ticks?
No, I mean, they're a couple inches long.
Rats?
No, grass. Huh?
Grasshoppers?
Yeah. Do you still have a lot of grasshoppers?
Well, there's times we do, and other times there's not too many.
I just wondered if the DDT has killed them off, because I haven't seen as many.
Well, I don't believe DDT killed too many. Grasshoppers, they had something, another insect killer that killed more grasshoppers than DDT did.